Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in this loop.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress. Persecuted, but not
forsaken. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, my Father. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. We come into your courts with praise, my Father God. And we come into this radio broadcast, Father, all the way past the broadcast, past the gates, or no, let me say it right, through the gates of thanksgiving. If we had 1,000 tongues, Father, for all the things that you've done for us, we couldn't thank you enough. So we say thank you, Lord. And, Father, we give you glory and honor and praise, my Father, because you're so worthy, Lord. You're so worthy of all our praises, my Father. And we come, Lord, you know, through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through this Bible, through this radio broadcast, all the way behind the veil into your presence, my Father God, so that you might speak to us in this hour, not from afar, but from your presence, my Father God. And we count that an honor and a privilege, that you would summon us up, that you would invite us all the way past the gates, past the courts, past the Bible study, all the way into your presence, my Father, so that we can not only hear, Lord, and put our faith in the wisdom of man, but even I hear, Lord, what you say about what we say, my Father God, because what we say is going to be the Logos. It's going to be the expression of your word. But what you say, it's going to be the Rhema. It's going to be the living word. It's going to be the manifested word, my Father God. And when you speak, my Father, things happen, Lord God. Your word don't return to you, Lord, but it accomplished that which you sent it to do. And for that, Father, we say thank you for the precious opportunity, my Father, to come and eat from the king's table. Thank you for the food that we eat from the servant's table, from one another and from man and the women of God that you raised up, Father. But there's a voice behind our word, my Father, and that's the voice of the Holy Spirit who will speak to us, Lord, about the Logos so that we might begin to walk in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. So again, Father, we say thank you for the invitation to come into your presence. You said come boldly to the throne of your grace so that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. What a precious invitation, my Father. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. Now, Father, here's our cup. Seal it up, Father. Hallelujah. Feed us. Hallelujah. Give us this day our daily bread, my Father. So again, here's our cup. Seal it up, Lord, and make us whole. And as in always, Father, we are always careful to make sure that we give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise in the matchless, mighty name of Jesus, my Father. So shall it be. Amen, amen, amen. Holy Ghost, have your way. We humble ourselves under your ministry, and we say that you anoint our ears to hear what you say, and you anoint our lips to speak what you would have us to see. Grant us in remembrance of everything that Jesus Christ has taught us. And again, we're careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God out there in Radio Land. Hey, as always, boy, I think the greatest honor and the greatest privilege, if it's not the greatest, is at the top of the list, you know. It's for me to be able to go into the presence of the Lord with all of you who are under the sound of my voice. That's very important that you know that and that you understand that. You know, the Bible says, wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. That means you are missed at the use of it, or you are abnormally used. That's a purpose for this radio broadcast. And it's very important for you to know that, you know. And the purpose for this radio broadcast is to minister to you, boy, the gospel of the kingdom. You know, that's our assignment. To go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. I remember a man, one guy asked me, he said, oh, you that kingdom preacher, huh? Don't ask me that. I said, oh, and you not? And man, you know, he paused for a moment, you know, and I began to share with him some things. I told him, man, hey, you know, I thank God for the gospel of the messenger, but I also thank God for the gospel of the message that the messenger proclaimed. Hallelujah. Who's the messenger? That's Jesus. What's the gospel of Jesus? That's all the good news about Jesus. And then there's another message that the messenger proclaimed. And the messenger proclaimed this word. He said, hey, when he began his public ministry, he said this, repent, for all of the kingdom of heaven has arrived. That's what at your hand means. In fact, it not only has arrived, but at your hand, that means if you stretch out your arm, you know, and to, from your body to the tip of your finger, that's at hand. That's how close it is. It's, in other words, it's within our reach. It ain't in the sweet by and by. It's in our reach. It's in our reach right now. What, brother Arthur? All of the kingdom of heaven, its lifestyle, its culture, everything it consists of, all the peace, the healing, the joy, all the lifestyle, the culture, all of heaven, and everything that heaven consists of, and that's our inheritance. And Jesus Christ comes preaching me in a message. Boy, this is the message that he was proclaiming. That all of that is available to you. That's what I came with on my shoulder. I came with the government of heaven. Hallelujah. So, hey, you know, the purpose for God putting us on this radio broadcast to minister to you is so that, man, you might, man, you know, grasp the, not just the messenger and the gospel of the messenger, but the gospel that the messenger proclaimed. That's the important thing right there. See, there's two gospels. But there's a lot of gospels. There's two major gospels. Well, that's the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. That's two different things. Hallelujah. And the reason why God put us on this radio broadcast is to proclaim to you the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. What's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached? As I am, so are you. The work that I do, so can you. As the Father sent me, so away I'm going to send you. The same spirit that's on the inside of me that anointed me to do the thing that I'm doing, that's the same spirit that I'm going to send back to you. And, man, I don't know the way I do it, sure you do, but you're going to do great works. Hallelujah. Because right now, no devil ain't got but one to contend with. That's me. But, boy, when the Holy Spirit come and, boy, get and indwell all of y'all, now he got more than just one. He got a whole bunch of disciples, a whole bunch of believers, boy, that's growing up in the knowledge of who they are, hallelujah, why they here, the potential that's on the inside of them, where they're going to end up at. And baby, I'm talking about, hello, how are you? Their identity, who they are, where they come from, why they here, the potential that we all have on the inside of us, and where we're going to end up there. Boy, that's mankind's age-old questions, glory to God. And boy, that's what God put us on this broadcast, baby, to help you come to the knowledge of those age-old questions. What are those age-old questions? From the beginning of age, man lost that. Lost who you really are. Where you really come from, why you really here, what you really can do, and where you really going to end up here. That's mankind's age-old question. Who am I? Where I come from? Why am I here? What can I do? And where, man, this thing going to end up here? Hallelujah. And that's what God wants you to know. Hey, listen, y'all, you know, I thank y'all for tuning in. You know, I have a special guest on with me today. I have Apostle Ron Edison and his precious wife, Earlene Edison, and they're with Bethlehem Divine Intervention Ministry there in the Bunker area, you know, and they'll give you the address, you know, and their contact information, you know, if you would like to contact them. But Lord, Lord hooked us up together, you know, to a prayer line. They have a praying ministry. That's why I love them so much, you know. They are praying ministry. Nothing happens outside of prayer. So, you know, I got hooked up with them through their prayer ministry, and their prayer ministry was such a tremendous blessing to me then and that we became friends, you know. Hey, you know, it's kind of like, you know, there's another friend of mine, my brother up there at the radio station, you know, Brother Chris, you know. It's the same way, you know. Hey, I really never met Pastor Earlene and Apostle Ron, you know. But I talk to them all the time through the radio, I mean, through the prayer line and through the Bible study that they do on Saturday afternoon, you know. And it's like I've been knowing them, man, for all my life, you know. It's like it's no different in them, you know. And all the time, I've really just been knowing them for maybe the last 6 months to a year in between there, you know. And it's been a tremendous blessing to my life, you know. And I asked them to come on with me, you know. I invited them, you know, to minister to, you know, the UN Radio Land, you know, to pray for you, you know, to cast out devils, to heal the sick, you know, to speak into your life, you know. And God has anointed them with that anointing to do that. Well, hey, to preach the gospel, to pray, to heal the sick, to cast out devils, hey, you know, and to bring glory to God, you know. So, hey, it's an honor and a privilege to have Pastor Earlene and Apostle Ron with me on the broadcast today. And without any further delay, you know, I'm just going to turn the radio broadcast over into them. I just allow God to minister to us through their ministry. You know, it's an honor and a privilege. Apostle Ron, you know, and Pastor Earlene, you know, I turn the broadcast over into your hands. And like we always say, we are spirit-led people that are led by the Spirit of God, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So, hey, you know, I'm excited about what God is going to do through this radio broadcast. Souls going to be, man, renewed and strengthened. The sick going to be healed through prayer or the faith. And, man, you know, all of us going to be encouraged and built up in the Word of God. So, like the old folks used to tell, I remember when I was little, old folks would say, when I would get up to minister at my young age, and boy, the old folks would say, let the Lord use you, baby. And maybe that's what I thought doing. So when they say that, I say, okay, Lord, God, I can't do nothing to even help myself. So, hey, Lord, it's on you. And through that, man, that helped me to develop my ministry where I got confidence and assurance that it's no longer I, but it's the Spirit of the Lord that's upon me. And that same Spirit, hey, is upon you out there in radio land, you know. And that same Spirit is upon Apostle Ron and Pastor Earlene Edison, you know. So without any further delay, hey, God bless y'all. I'm glad to have y'all on here at radio with me. You know, and like the old folks used to tell me, let the Lord use y'all.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. We greet y'all in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank God for Pastor Arthur LaValle and the radio station as well. And what such a wonderful, blessed welcome and introduction. Amen. I have my wife by my side here with me as well today. As he has stated, my name is Ronna Edison, Apostle Ronna Edison. And once again, we have a ministry at 1909 Highway 71 North in Bunker, Louisiana, where Jesus is Lord. But today, I want to introduce something to the body of Christ, those who are listening today by way of radio, no matter where they are today, even in Mississippi today. We have a word from the Lord, and it's essential for you to pay attention. I have some vital information for the body of Jesus Christ. Please don't be too reluctant not to listen, but here's a word from the Lord. And for the sake of time, I will go ahead on and introduce our text today. It is coming from Matthew chapter 12, and my two key passages is verse 29 and 30. And I'm reading out the King James Version Bible, and it read as follows. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. And verse 30, Jesus is the author. Jesus is the one talking, whether Matthew is the author. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathered not with me scattered abroad. And I want to use for a thing right now, where is the strong man? And I will explain to you what is a strong man and why God gave me that title, where is the strong man? That's the question. However, and the apex of this text today, in chapter 12, we found out that this is a divisional text, and it deals with the healing of the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath day. We found that Jesus and the multitude of Tambareas, we found out that in this text, a demonic heal, the Pharisees blaspheme the Lord. And we find out that here Matthew is the author. We know him as the tax collector, one of the 12 disciples. But I want to branch off into verse 22 and 25 through 25. I want to read to expound on these. It said, then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, and so much that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow do not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Here we find out that Jesus met a man. Mm-hmm. He had a condition. And everybody, we have some type of condition. I remember in the Bible, it had a lady with an issue of blood. I want to use, for example, if I may, she had an issue. Everybody has an issue. And this man here's situation was in verse 22 that he was possessed, number one, with a devil. Not only that, and he was blind. And then he was dumb. So this man had some serious situation physically and spiritually and emotionally. So Jesus, he shows his dominions over demonic activity.
Uh-huh.
He has shown, Jesus that is, has shown his desire to help those in need throughout all the history of the Bible. He has shown his divine power to heal. But this man is both unable to see and to speak. He was blind and mute. But we learned that his physical issue may have been well being a result of his demonic possession because of his illness. And so the Pharisees and the Jews didn't understand the anointing, for one. They couldn't perceive who Christ was, so they always would come and contrary to the doctrine of Jesus Christ. It's a contrast here. You got the gospel of deliverance versus Satan and his demonic activity.
Come on, brother.
Therefore, in verse 24, it said, but when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow do not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the New Testament, as the devil, Beelzebub is considered the prince of demons or the lord of dung. And Lucifer, which is the fallen angel of light, the prince of darkness. See, the Pharisees was blinded with envy and hatred of Christ. And yet they could not deny the miracles he did, so they slanderously They began to slander his name and his ministry and his anointing, claiming that they were magical, being done by the power of Satan and not of God. So they wasn't saying it was the work of the Holy Ghost. They were saying that Jesus was doing the work of the devil.
My God.
Wow.
Yeah.
So during this dialogue between the Pharisees, the Jews, and Jesus, I like the way Jesus put it on them in verse 25. And it said, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto him, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. We want to camp out in this right here. Point one, Jesus, words of Christ, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation.
Mm.
We have division in the body of Christ. We have division in the United States of America. We have divisions on the job, divisions in the neighborhood. Husband and wives can't get along because they are divided. Most of all, this nation is in error because it's a strong man that's crippling this country. I'm a little bit prematurely before I can explain it, but I want to deal with this division. We got division in the United States of America. We got the red states versus the blue states. We got the Democratic versus the Republican. We got the whites versus the blacks. This one, I don't like that one. And a house or a nation divided against itself cannot stand. How can we fight a war together and we can't even sit together while people in the United States of America is being so much in enemies against one another because of the colors or because of the political reason, while President Putin and Russia and Xi and Beijing and Kim and Korea and all these presidents, these dictators are plotting a war against the United States to catch you off guard because you're divided instead of standing against the enemy. That's the way it is in the body of Christ. We get so caught up on doctrine issues or once saved, always saved, or the Holy Ghost, you don't have to be filled, or some folks try to make their theology fit their morality, and this one don't like this one, and the Bible declares there's only one faith, one baptism, one Father who's above all, in all. It's only one body.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
It's only one body.
Yes.
When the enemy come in with division in a household, you have parents that are Christians. Some both are preachers, or some teachers are in the ministry laboring together, but the enemy come in. Now mommy and daddy don't want to pray with each other because the enemy then came and sowed discord among the marriage, and now one sleeping in one bedroom and the other one sleeping in the other bedroom because the devil did just what he set out to do.
My God.
Cause division. Even Paul said, let there be no division among you. No schisms in the body. He said, in Corinthians, one was saying, I'm Apollos, and one was saying, I'm a Paul. You know, and Paul was pretty much, they was bragging on Paul how he was taught by Gamaliel, a scholar, a Bible scholar, spoke different languages. So some was going around saying, well, Apostle Paul taught me. Some was going around and said, well, Apollos taught me because he was an eloquent speaker.
Huh.
Division. And the title is, where is the strong man? That's the title today. Where is the strong man? And I'm so glad you asked because I'm about to tell you what the strong man is.
Mm, come on, brother.
Jesus said in verse 25, once again, and he knew their thoughts. See, Jesus already knew their thoughts. And said it to them, he knew what they were trying to do. Sow discord. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Satan was trying to say Jesus gets his power from the prince of demons. Jesus knew their thoughts and replied, any kingdom divided by evil, civil war is doomed. If the enemy can come in and destroy this country, a civil war is going to break out, and it's going to be doomed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to take a rod of correction to straighten this mess out.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
We find out that, I remember back in the days when I'm on this division thing, back in the day they had the Bloods versus the Crips. It was always the blue and the red. Either you had a blue bandana or a red bandana. Now either you're a red collar state or a blue state.
Yeah.
So Jesus tells me in verse 26, he said, if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? Jesus was letting them know that the devil won't cast out demons, because if that's to be the case, he'll be destroying his own kingdom.
Destroying his own kingdom. My God. Come on, brother.
So it didn't make sense what the Pharisees and the Jews were trying to say. Well, Jesus was operating through satanic. Through demonic. He was trying to say Jesus' ministry was demonic.
My God.
And Jesus began to say these words here in verse 27. Follow with me. Jesus said, and if I by Beelzebub, in verse 27, cast out devils, by whom are your children cast them out? Therefore, they should be your judges. But he said in verse 28, though, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is coming to you.
Yes,
so Jesus said, if I operate through the Holy Ghost, if I let the kingdom come from earth into heaven and meet you on earth, then this man that possessed with a devil can be delivered. He can receive sight because he's blind, and if he's deaf, he can hear again, and he shall be healed for a testimony against the kingdom of darkness.
Come on, brother. Hallelujah.
And here's the part which y'all so anxious today for me to elaborate on, the other point. Else how can one enter to a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his good? I ask the question, where is the strong man?
Come on, bro.
That's what Jesus is describing in this verse, the strong man. He said that he has entered Satan's house, the earth, that is, to plunder his goods. The people who will be gods, he began to be, that pertaining to the Lord himself, that God delivered, he began that robbery by first binding the strong man. So he robbed him and take him, snatch him out of Satan's hand. He bind the strong man. He began that by robbery by first binding the strong man, Satan, so that Jesus, that is, could work freely in removing Satan's grasp from those who would eventually trust in Christ. I ask the question, where's the strong man today, men and women of God, those who are listening by radio today, the strong man? Everybody have a strong man in your life.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is whatever spirit that you let be dominant in your life is the one going to take dominion in your life. Dominion in your life. If you let the Holy Spirit rule and reign and abide, then your flesh will be under subjection, and the devil will no longer conquer, and your area or your life, you'll be victorious.
Yeah.
What is the strong man? Where is your strong man? It could be various things. It could be lust, anger, lying, fornication, adultery, all kind of stuff, drugs, cigarette, marijuana, alcoholism, all these type of things, jealousy and envy, All these are strong men.
Mm-hmm.
So where is the strong man? Is he bonded? Or is he running loose in your life?
Oh, Lord.
Where is the strong man? The Lord said he give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The Lord gave us power over unclean spirits. So where is the strong man? Do you have a devil treading up under your feet like he's supposed to? Or he ruling and conquering you, your daily walk? Another thing is, on another angle, the strong man is also spiritual for Christians, men and women of God. Where is the strong man in the house? Where is daddy? Father's Day is just passed. Where is the strong man in daddy's life? Or where is the strong man in the wife and the children's life? Is daddy at home being a strong man? Our job as men of God is to be the prophet, the priest, and the king of our own household. But where is the strong man of the house? Do the strong man have him in the gambling shack or the girlfriend house or wherever else he in the barroom? Where is daddy?
Come on, brother, speak.
Our job is to come home if you work. The kids supposed to be running to the door saying, here come my daddy, feeling secure and happy that daddy's home and not running in the bed because it's a mean big old booger bear coming in the house and they hide under the bed. That's not the strong man God intended you us to be. God's strong man for us is to be a leader, a role model spiritually.
Yeah.
Verse 29, let me point us to the text. Jesus asked, he elaborated on it. He said, oh, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man? And then he spoil his goods. If the man of God is being strong and defeating the enemy, then the strong man, the devil himself, the evil demonic forces cannot come in and take the house.
Come on, bro. Amen.
If you're walking in anointing and you got a ministry and you got a church that God put you over, if you have the devil in a subjection and you run in God's house with the word of God, with fasting and praying and living a righteous life, a holy life like the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, yeah, he's holy, yeah, be ye holy, be separated, yeah, from the world, then you will be the strong man that God sent to reign and to rule by over his house.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. King.
Where is the strong man today? So Adam and Eve was in the garden. Adam was away, and the serpent beguiled Eve. I asked awfully wonder, where was Adam?
Hello.
Where was the strong man in the garden? The moral of the core of message is we got to stand strong.
Yes, Lord.
We got to
yes,
be
Lord.
Where we supposed to be at in Christ Jesus. There's only one way I could think of to be strong, according to Ephesians 6 and 9, when Paul say, let me borrow a few words from Apostle Paul, quote unquote. He say, finally, brother, be strong in the Lord,
yes, Lord,
and the power of his might. The only way for us to be strong and to conquer the strong man is to be in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
because
Lord,
apart from him, it's a true fact, we can do nothing. And I'm going to read verse 30 here. Before I close and pass it over to Pastor Erlene Edison, he said in verse 30, he that is not with me is against me. And they got a semicolon. Now stop. We'll stop for a minute. Take notice that Jesus telling this audience, he that is not with me is against me. If we're not presenting the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, like Pastor Arthur was saying, the kingdom of God, If we not introducing people to the kingdom of God, then we not with Jesus.
Oh, Lord, come
matter
on,
of fact,
bro.
We're enemies. The Paul said they got some even say with weeping in their eyes that some are enemies against the cross of Christ.
Oh, Lord, my God.
Then he said in Galatians, the 5th chapter, he said, if any angel, anybody else preach any other gospel, let him be accursed.
Oh, Lord.
But Jesus said here in my final statement, and he said, he that gather not with me scattered abroad. So we know, like Peter was saying, if they would have been with us, they would have stayed with us. If they'd have been for us, they'd have stayed with us. But since they wasn't for us or with us, they left. That's what the false prophets did. They left. But if you preaching the gospel of Christ and you're doing it in the name of the Lord, then you with the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But where there's division, you're not with God. God love all colors. Black, white, Chinese, Spanish. God love all neighborhoods. He just hates sin.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. So I leave with this. Where's the strong man? I pass it over to you, my beloved wife, Pastor Aline Edison.
Praise the Lord for the word, Apostle.
Amen.
In verse, Amen. I'll begin in verse 30. He says here, he that is not with me is against me. And we have so many people in the house of God. They say that they're with us, but really they're against us. And why do I say that? Because if you refuse to give up sin, if you refuse to let that habit go, you're really not with the Lord. You have let flesh overpower you.
Come on.
And if you're letting your flesh have control over you, which God, Jesus said, I have given you power over the power of the enemy, and you're rejecting the power that God has given you,
Amen.
To give in to the power of the devil.
My God.
He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. You have so many people scattered abroad out in the world doing what they want to do, thinking we can go to church on Sunday and say, amen, hallelujah, pay my tithes, I've been to church. But it is time to give up the flesh.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
When
yes,
we don't
Lord.
Let go of the flesh, we're really not with God. In the book of Ezekiel, it was said to Ezekiel, the God was speaking to Ezekiel. He said he wanted him to look at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. In every home, in every house, in every ministry, there is a spirit of jealousy.
Come on, bro.
And that spirit of jealousy is dividing the church because we do not take control over it as leaders.
Bind strong man.
That's the only way you're going to bind the strong man. You know somebody in the house of God is doing wrong. You have to confront them and let them know this is God's house.
Yeah.
But the problem is we have gotten so comfortable in saying my church, my ministry. No, it does not belong to us. God put leaders over his house to lead in the right way, in the godly way, not in the flesh.
That's right.
If we're not born again, everything that goes on will pass our eyes and we will say it is okay. told the man of God, he says, I want you to look at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy, at the entry. He said, uh-huh. Furthermore unto me, son of man, seest thou what they do? God is asking him, do you see what they're doing? Well, if he's asking Ezekiel, do he see? What you think he's asking you and I?
Yeah.
Do we see what's going on in this world today? Do we see what's going on in the house of God today? Do we see what's going on in God's temple? You don't see that spirit of jealousy tearing down the church? You don't see what's going on? Apparently not, because you're not correcting it. And he barred me into the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole was in the wall. And he told him to look in the wall and see what you see. And he told him that spirit of jealousy. The spirit of jealousy went in the Garden of Eden. The spirit of jealousy has gotten into the nation, the White House. Spirit of jealousy, sometimes you allow the spirit of jealousy to come in your home. God gave us a spirit of love.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And he tells us to walk in love.
Yes.
And if we do not walk in love, we will be divided.
My God.
We will be divided. And a kingdom that is divided, it cannot please God. So we must do as God's word says. He says one more thing. He said the Lord's house, which was toward the north, God's house, not mine. I don't care how many people you have. It's not your house. What's the number? It is not your house. It is God's house. And he said, behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz, an idol. Get them idols out of your church, out of your ministry, out of the house of God. Fast and pray and seek God. You are to run his church.
Yes,
if you're not born of the Spirit, if you're not asking the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, because Jesus said he was sending the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into the knowledge and understanding of God, which is how to run his house. And pray also that the kingdom of God come down to you.
Hallelujah.
This is Pastor Earlene Edison, Apostle Rana Edison, Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry, 1909 Highway 71 in Bunkie. And we welcome you to come in and fellowship with us. And I thank God for the word that was given by the apostle. I thank Pastor Lovall for allowing us this time. And I pass the mic back over to Pastor Lovall.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all so much for the word of God, you know, and for blessing the word of God. Where is the strong man? You know, are we going to allow the devil to be the strong man, or are we going to rise up and be the mighty men and mighty women of God that he called us to be and cast out devils and with all their strongholds and render them powerless, not only against us, but against all mankind by taking authority in this earth that God gave us, boy, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. I give you dominion. I give you power. I give you control. I give you influence over all the earth, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth. I give that to you. Now, whatever you bind on earth, there'll be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, in other words, whatever you permit, then that's what's going to be. Whatever you don't permit, then that's what's going to be. Hallelujah. So you rule and you reign. You cast out devils.
You heal the sick. You bring the power of darkness in your life out by the power of the Holy Ghost and with the word of God. You know, who is the strong man? Is he going to the devil, or is it going to be us, the mighty men and mighty women of God?
Yes, Lord.
It's time for us to rise to the occasion. Hallelujah. And go into all the world, make disciples of all men, teaching them everything that Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God, has taught us, casting out devils, healing the sick, hallelujah, and proclaiming for the good news that all of the kingdom of heaven is available to all of us. Pastor Lee and Apostle Ron, I thank y'all so much for coming on with me today and sharing from your heart, you know, and related to us, you know, that there is a strong man called the devil. But and all his demon co-hosts, that he was a stronger than he who had come along.
Yes, Lord.
And that stronger than he who had come along, that's Jesus. And that stronger than he that has come along, the same part that lives on the inside of us. So that makes us, boy, stronger than he. So, yes, the devil is getting stronghold and his demon and everything else, but we are stronger hold than him. We got more power and more authority and dominion. And again, it's time for us to rise to the occasion and then begin to do and be and act and live the way God designed us to be, act, and live. And that's power over all the power of our enemy. Early, you know, if you don't mind, you know, there are those out there in our heart that are sick and afflicted, not just physically, but spiritually, you know, emotionally, you know, in their relationships, in their marriages, in their bodies, and their soul, and even some are poor. So you take, you know, the next, you know, 5 minutes or so, or even however long the Lord gives us till we close this broadcast in the next 10 minutes, is that pray for the people and speak healing to the people, you know, and cast out devils, man, and speak healing in our hearts and lives for people out there. So put it back in your hands, you know, to minister prayer to the people.
Okay, amen. I want to add this too, except God builds the house. We labor in vain.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Always in his name, Lord. Because you said, Lord Jesus, whatever we ask in your name, that the Father would do it.
Yes.
Your name is just that signet ring.
Yes,
it's our opportunity, and it is our opportunity to go before the Lord and ask, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying not just for Pastor Arthur's ministry, but we're praying for every ministry in Bunkie and in the surrounding areas, oh God. We pray, Lord God, as you have chosen us, to, Father God, to be overseers over your house, that we would invite the Holy Spirit to come back in. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to come back in Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry and every ministry in the surrounding areas. Father God, we bind that strong man right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, we pray right now. Someone out there is broken. They have had church hurt, oh God. Father God, fix their hearts again, oh God.
Lord.
Penetrate their hearts, oh God, and let them know. Give them the direction where they should be.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus. Some of them, Lord God, these women, Father God, are hurt because of a broken marriage or a broken relationship. Or because of the way the children mistreat them and don't show honor to them as the Bible has said.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that you would fix that situation. We pray, Lord God, that you would give the children the mind of Christ and the wisdom of Solomon so that they will know you, Father God. that they will serve you, Father God, and that they will put away wickedness and Father, and not die and go to a burning hell. We pray, Lord God, for the mother that's working so hard to do what's right for her family, oh God, in spite of the hurt. We ask, Lord God, that you would heal her broken heart right now in the name of Jesus. And the father that's out there, or the daughter, or the mother that's out there on drugs, who's crying for freedom, Lord God, we break that curse.
Yes.
We break that power.
In the name of Jesus.
We break that prince demon from over them. And the power of principality from over them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Father God, we ask that you will fill them with your precious Holy Spirit. Let them, Father God, send your ministering angels to minister to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send your ministering angels, Father God, to comfort their brokenness. And let them know, Father God, that you are a God of forgiveness and a God of love, and that they still can come back to the house of God.
Yes.
Father God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we pray for that old man and walk in the street right now who don't have a home.
Yes.
Or this old lady, Father God, in the nursing home who have no one to visit her. We ask, Lord God, that you would walk through those hallways, oh God, touch the nurses and the doctor's heart to give them time. Not only that, oh God, reveal to us where we need to be, where we need to go to be a comfort to somebody, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we're willing to go, Father God, but lead us into the right place. Lead us to the right one so we can dry, wipe the tears from their eyes, oh God, and let them know they are not forgotten. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask right now. We ask right now, Lord God, that you would be with that runaway child, oh God, and lead them back home, oh God, just like you did the prodigal son. Father God, we can't do this without you. Father God, we ask that you raise up the banner, oh God, over this nation. Raise up the banner over this nation, oh God. They often quote, if we or those of us who are called shall humble ourselves and pray, Father God, let them do what the scripture says. Pray. Pray fast and humble themselves before the mighty hands of God. We can't do this. We need to bring our flesh under subjection and fast and lay before you, Lord God, on our face day and night, not just for once a year.
Yes, Lord.
But every day, Lord God, till victory comes to this nation. God, we pray for all of those in the White House and wherever they are, Lord God, that you will bring them on their knees. Bring them back, oh God, because they're making fun of the Ten Commandments coming back into the house of God. They're laughing at it, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we ask you can only straighten it out, Lord God, and this is what we pray. Show them, Lord. Show them who is God.
Hallelujah.
Show them who have the power. Show them, Lord God, that you are mighty God and that there is none other. We pray peace and prosperity over this radio station, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity. And we give you praise, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. And it is in the name of Jesus we pray, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Father,
thank
we just thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That you give us power, all the power that I am in, our Father.
Yes,
and you
Lord.
And we say the things we desire when we pray, believe that we receive them, and we shall have them, Father. And
yes,
then you also
Lord.
Said, now whosoever shall say to the mountain, be there removed and plucked up
yes,
and cast
Lord.
To the sea. And don't doubt in their heart that believe that those things that they say shall come to pass,
yes.
and we shall have whatsoever we say. Therefore, Father, we say to the mountain, every cancerous cell, every
yes,
high
Lord.
Blood pressure that's in our hearts and
yes,
bodies,
Lord.
Every sickness and every disease, hallelujah, we cancel
yes,
the sign
Lord.
Over the body of Christ and over the people of God. We speak to every sickness and every disease,
yes,
and
Lord.
We cancel it out. We decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Spirit,
yes.
soul,
yes,
and
Lord.
We curse
yes,
the life
Lord.
Again as any every cancerous cell, every stenosis, every palsy, every sickness,
yes,
and every disease. We rise
yes,
up as
Lord.
The stronger men than any
yes,
power
Lord.
That can follow. Hallelujah. And we send your healing word, my Father,
your
to the nations,
word.
Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bringing healing, my Father, as seen wise
yes,
unto you. Therefore, I decree and declare that we are not the sick trying to get healed, but that you have already healed us, Father.
Yes,
and that
Lord
strong man
Jesus.
Been trying to steal our health from us. But we are coming to the knowledge that we are stronger than him. Therefore,
yes,
we take
Lord.
Back everything that he took
yes,
from us.
Yes,
we bind
Lord.
Up the strong
yes,
man
Lord.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We render him powerless in your life, in your
yes,
finances,
Lord.
In your circumstances, in your situation, in your symptoms, in every
yes,
area
Lord.
Of your life. We take authority over it in the name of
authority,
Jesus. And we
yes,
speak
Lord.
To every mountain. Every mountain
yes,
that's
Lord.
In your life, every man obstacle that's in your life from stopping
yes,
you from
Lord.
Being that mighty man and mighty woman of God that God called you to be, to hinder
yes,
you from
Lord.
Man fulfilling your God-given purpose and destiny, we cancel his assignment against you.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we speak purpose and destiny and fulfillment in your life right now. That
yes,
the kingdom
Lord.
Has come to your life right now, and God's will is being done in your life right now. On this earth,
yes,
just like it
yes,
is.
Lord.
In heaven. In every mountain,
yes.
every ignorant spirit that will try to keep us from the knowledge of death and who we are,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
The assignment, in the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name
that we take
of
our
Jesus.
Place as mighty men and mighty women of the
yes,
Most High
Lord.
God. Going into all the world, man, just like Jesus did, doing good and healing all those who are
yes,
oppressed. Therefore, I speak to every last one of you under the sound of my voice, and I say, be healed in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord. In the
healed
name of Jesus.
Soul, and body, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
For 2,000 years ago, he bore our sorrows and our infirmities.
Yes, Lord.
And bore by his stripes, we were healed. Then
yes,
in his own
Lord.
Body, he carried our sins on the cross, so that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteous, holy lives, my Father, living
yes,
for you.
Yes,
Lord. Therefore, Father, we give you the glory and honor
glory.
That all is well in our life. No weapon formed against us shall ever be able to prosper, that we
yes,
are the head
Lord.
And not the tail. Above and not beneath, blessed
yes,
through
Lord.
The blessed and for that, Father, we say thank you, and we give
thank
you all
the
of the credit,
thank
all the glory,
thank
all
you,
the honor,
Lord.
All the praise. For it is you that is building the house in
yes,
the
Lord.
Today, Father God. And unless you build a house, I will
yes,
labor in vain. So,
Lord, yes,
we say
Lord.
Thank you for building
thank
the
you,
God,
Lord.
And for the mighty men and mighty women of God that you call us to be, going about
yes,
doing
Lord.
Good, just like Jesus did, destroying the works of the devil, Father. And we
yes,
give you all
Lord.
Of the credit, all of the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the mighty
all
name
is
of
well
Jesus.
In all our lives. We decree that
yes,
and we declare that in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
and so
name.
Shall it. Pastor Earlene and Apostle Ron, I thank you so much for sharing with us today, you know, and for being on here with us today. It was a blessing. Our time is about up. And my wife, Gail, and I, and my family, we love all of you all and the sound of my
thank
voice
you.
With the love of the Lord. Unconditional
amen.
Love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a love that looks past all faults and all mistakes
yes,
and see the need.
Yes.
What need of that is to be covered with that love. Hallelujah.
Yes,
to be washed
Lord.
In the blood of the Lamb and covered with that love. Hallelujah. And Father, we say thank you, Lord. Hey, if we can be of any more service to you, if you like any topics about our radio broadcast or anything, we'd be more than happy to send it to you. Our phone number is area code 713-870-3776. God bless you. We love you. We look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Persecuted.
This is Pastor Arthur LeVay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life.